90.5 WKAR in Current State, Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. Our Live Music Friday guest here today in studio as pianist, John Dale Smith. John Dale Smith at the piano here in Studio S at WKAR here on Current State's Live Music Friday. Great to have you here today, John.
Thank you, Mark. I can't believe you've not asked me to come here before.
Well, you've been on our list for a while, and we finally pulled it off.
Nice recovery.
So, glad you're here. You have worked in so many different capacities. You're a very familiar guy in the music circles around town for a lot of different reasons. I think you're as closely associated with Lansing Community College maybe as any of the other endeavors, and you retired from LCC some years ago. Does an in-demand piano player ever really retire, though? That's my question.
No, not at all. And finally, I'm doing all those things I love to do, the things I have passion for. I'm playing for musicals, I'm music directing, I'm playing for a lot of high school students throughout the community, mostly Hasla High School. I play for the singers and the instrumentalists, for solo and ensembles, and for their musicals. I just love being able to do all that and still have several bands that I have for different events.
And are you still playing jazz with any kind of jazz combo?
Yes.
I know you were director of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra Big Band for
correct.
A while.
I was a Lansing Symphony Big Band director for 10 years and finally decided it was time for me to move on. And so they brought in Ron Newman, and now it's called the Lansing Symphony Jazz Band, and it's doing extremely well.
You have worked on a number of touring shows that have passed through town. So you've been on stage at the Wharton Center. You were a part of the Wicked production.
Yes.
I know. And you've worked on dozens of musicals elsewhere. You also played with the Moody Blues once when they were in East Lansing.
Right.
What was
they
that
in,
like?
Well, that was an interesting process. They came in and we never saw them until they're actually introduced that night at the concert. They had a complete tape of everything that they do in this concert, and we had brought in the members of the string section of the Lansing Symphony and a few other players, and then I was playing keyboards. So in rehearsal all afternoon at Breslin Center, we never saw them. We saw their big vehicles out there. They were sleeping, I guess. So they walk in and they finally do this concert. It was a gas. It was just so exciting to be able to be a part of that.
But everything's charted with a band like the Moody
correct.
Blues.
Everything is charted.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We worked with their conductor, and so we knew exactly what they were going to do.
Have you done anything like that with that big of a band, of that big of a rock band before?
No.
Yeah, that sounds extraordinary.
That was an interesting process, yeah.
You are director of music at Plymouth Congregational Church in Lansing, which I know keeps you awful busy these days. And your bride, Janine Novensky-Smith, is director of choirs at University Lutheran Church in
East
Lansing.
That's correct. We don't see each other on Christmas Eve.
Well, that's nice and homey, isn't it?
We start out sometime in the middle of the afternoon, and then we see each other around midnight on that night.
Do the two of you feel especially connected to spiritual music?
Oh, yes, very much so. And it's funny because we both do talk about our own venues, our respective venues, and talk about the different kind of musics we're doing. And we've actually did a concert a couple years ago, maybe 2006. Her choir and my choir joined to do the Rutter Magnificat along with some other selections. And it was so much fun.
Tell us about how you got started in this. How old were you when you started to play?
I started taking piano lessons at age 5. And at age 8, I started working with a professor at a college down by Wheeling, West Virginia. And then I went to Bowling Green for my undergraduate.
Are you from that area originally then?
I grew up
West
in
Virginia?
Wheeling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I went to Bowling Green, and then I came to Michigan State for grad school. And not a state.
And are you, as they say, you're classically trained.
Right. My degrees are in piano performance. I have a bachelor's and a master's degree in piano performance.
And now TV viewers might have caught you recently on Evan Penasalt's locally produced variety show this season.
That's correct.
With John Deal Smith and the World Class City Band.
That was an 8-piece band that is basically part of our J&J Sounds, the band that Jerry Krause and I have. And that was just so much fun to be doing those events, just like watching the David Letterman show and Paul Schaefer's band. And we would play our commercial break music. We'd play special music. We even had a theme song. And it was, we had to be very flexible. Evan and I had a great time. We never understood where things were going to go until we just did it.
Oh, I know. Anybody who's been in broadcasting is in those circumstances.
Yes.
Before they're through. I know you're awfully proud of your son as well, who's performing on Broadway right now.
He is called the designated sub for percussion in the production of Aladdin on Broadway. And so he'll get a call several times a month, and he'll come in and either fly in or drive in, depending on time, and play. And Janine and I got to see it about 2 or 3 months ago, and it is an incredible show. And we're so proud of what he's done.
He's still
getting his working on his doctorate down at U of M. And our daughter is in town, is an esthetician. She has her own spa.
Any musical inclinations there?
Jenny was involved in a whole lot of musicals all through high school. Matter of fact, she's excited because Into the Woods is opening on Christmas Day, and she was the baker's wife in our production at Hazel High School.
Okay, so everybody's got their fingers in this somehow.
Yes.
Well, it's been great having you here today. We want to thank you very much.
And thank
I know
you.
You're busy with the Christmas season with a couple of gigs coming up tonight.
Well, hopefully you'll call me back, and sometime I'll come back again.
We absolutely will.
Okay.
We absolutely will.
Yeah, because I need to cover your mistakes as much as I can.
We could use you for that, yes. That's our show for today. On Monday on Current State, we'll talk to composer Todd Machover about his latest project, a symphony for Detroit that incorporates the sounds of the city itself, that and more. Monday on Current State, past episodes available online at WKAR.org or subscribe to our podcast. John Dale Smith is going to play us out. I'm Mark Bayshore. You've been listening to Current State on WKAR.